Lively Stones Meditations for Sunday, 15th of August, 2021. Matthew 18, verses 19 to 20. We often say, and with conviction, that the gathering is important. And it undoubtedly is. And it is essential in our faith and walk with God. Why? I believe that it is important for Him as well as for us. He created us as social creatures. We fade and shrink without company. We need look no further now than the great rise in mental illness following the isolation strictures of the pandemic. Again, I say to you that if two of you agreed on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them. The message in this scripture reading says clearly that when we gather together in His name, in like mind with Him, in His nature, by sensing His presence in the midst of the gathering and rising in that same spirit to meet with Him in the air, we truly become His church, the body of Christ, of which He is the head. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 17 to 18. The Bible stresses again and again through the heavenly picture it portrays that God works in individuals to reveal His corporate plan for all of His people. Thus, it is important, nay imperative, that we gather together, sharing His word and spirit together with Jesus in the midst. This gathering builds into us all those qualities of His personality, best described in Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 to 23, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. A Holy Occupation, Oswald Chambers, on prayer. Therefore, brothers, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus, beware of imagining that intercession means bringing our personal sympathies into the presence of God and demanding that we do what we ask. Our approach to God is due entirely to the vicarious identification of our Lord with sin. From My Utmost for His Highest.